This podcast is brought to you by Most Valuable Podcasts, saving your day from boredom with the best podcasting entertainment.
What's up, everybody? Ricky Whitmer here, along with fellow man-child Johnny Carlin.
Wubba-lubba-dub-dub.
And we are back for another episode of the Rick and Johnny Podcast here on Most Valuable Podcast. And you guys might be wondering something. It's a Saturday right now. You might be going, huh,
it's Friday.
I'm seeing you guys a little, well, we're recording this on Friday, Johnny. They're going to see this on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
So they're seeing us. It's the future for them. We're recording this on Friday, but they're in the future right now, and they're probably thinking, guys, we usually don't see you until Monday morning. WTF. Well, it was Easter this week, so we're recording on Friday because it was either that or not give you a podcast. And
we want
to give you a podcast. We love doing this. We want to get one for you. If you're on YouTube, hello. Thank you for seeing our wonderful faces. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Stitcher, thank you for giving us the download.
Thank you
for giving us the listen. Johnny, we got some gold. But before I get to the gold, what we're going to be talking about, we're going to look at Cable. We now have an actor that is going to be Cable.
Yep.
Basically, it's Thanos' Cable, but we're going to talk about that.
Cross universe.
We're going to look at the Thor trailer, talk about Thor, our excitement for Thor coming up later this month. But I said them in reverse because we're going to start off with the universe, the force, the gods gave us a gift today. They gave us a gift here on Good Friday. They gave us a Star Wars trailer, a Force Friday, as you could call it. We have our first teaser trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi. I wore my Trench Run shirt just for the occasion. Johnny, we're going to be reacting to the trailer. So really, after we watch this trailer, what were your first thoughts?
You know what? I like the, like, just we get little snippets of everything in the movie, not just like one little thing. At least that's what it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
We get back to what's going on with Rey. We get to see what's going on with Poe and Finn. Especially, I'm interested to see exactly what's going on with Finn because we're probably just going to jump around in the little trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like
he was in a casket to me.
To me, you know, like just going along with the Star Wars universe, I think it's like a stasis pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's healing him just like we saw in one of the original Star Wars. Luke was putting one in some water for a short time to heal. So I think that's what's going on with him. He's in this thing so he can heal because he was pretty badly injured after what happened with him and Kylo Ren, especially that last slash across his back. He did not get up from it. You saw Chewie had to carry him to the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. And even then, they had to carry him back off. And then we don't know what happened to him. We get Rey working with or training with Luke, which is pretty exciting.
Very Yoda and Luke.
Oh, Luke. Yeah. Just
like I immediately thought, oh, so Luke is going to be Rey's Yoda. That's what he's going to be.
Just homaging back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the base we last saw gets attacked, which I'm intrigued to see that. But a lot of
shots of Poe running with BB-8 kind of right next to him, racing me rolling.
Now I want you to theorize something for me because we were watching the trailer and there's these line of ships that all are going. They're in line and they're dragging something across the ground, creating this red cloud behind each one of them, and this to like almost like grid patternish the sand. But there's this one that just slams into the ground first and then kind of starts rising up. What do you think that could be about?
That's one of those things where I looked at that and I thought this is an attack on, it's either an attack on a specific like fight, kind of like how in episode 5, how we had the Hoth battle.
True.
Maybe that is just like, I just thought that was a scene from a fight that is going to happen later in the movie. Because right now in the trailer, I'm trying to, as soon as you bring it up, I'm like, Johnny, you hit me with a part where it's one of those things where I had to find it, and I do. And it's kind of like dust or sand coming out.
It's like a smoke screen
from
almost
behind them. And maybe that's one of those things where it's, maybe they're coming out of the base, so it's one of those things where, hey, we're going to defend the base. We want to show everyone where we are so that people can come and help. Maybe that's what the smoke is for, to like tell them this is under attack. We need defenses here right away. I just thought it was a defense. Like, it's going to be one of the battles that we see, not for Leia, not for Luke, not for maybe Finn will be in there. Maybe Poe will be in there. But not for like Kylo, Luke, or Rey.
No one, none of the main characters.
Yeah, that's going to be going on alongside of whatever Rey and Kylo and Luke are going through at the moment. And the thing that I really liked about the trailer is you got that sense of Padawan to
Master.
To Master, because Luke even says, it's Luke's voice, and you hear, "What do you see?" And she goes, "I see the light." And you kind of see the, it's very much a throwback to the Rebel base from the 4, 5, and 6.
Where yeah.
You see that same kind of table with the lights. Obviously, we see the late Carrie Fisher. That's got to be Princess Leia there, because we know she's in the movie. Right there, they don't show anything, but you're knowing that is Leia leading the, not the rebels, but the, yeah, they'd be the rebels.
Yeah, they would be.
So still you rebels. See that, and she says the good. Then you go, and she says the bad, and you see what you said looks to be Kylo's helmet.
Yeah, the only reason I say that is because I agree with you. It did look kind of like Darth Vader's.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it's got a lot more of the silver decals to it, which Vader had very little of that. It was all black with a little bit of silver in the mouthpiece, where you got like this thing that looks like going along here. It looks almost like Kylo's helmet smashed, but it could even just be a remnant of his, because the Knights of Ren could have helmets like his.
And another thing that we see is she goes, she talks about the balance, and it shows this kind of, this logo, this image of what looks like a, just someone drew a straight line and then put a star
towards
the bottom.
It looks very familiar. I wish I could have found out more so what I remember it from. But actually, back to those ships, I agree with you. It could be along the lines of like, hey, we need help. Because if you go to like 1:16, yeah, I actually went specific like that.
Yeah, well, if you're watching the, Kino Check trailers, one you're looking at.
Yeah, but the thing, Kino Check. And if you look in the background, you can see the ships are kind of coming around you, and you know that's the ones. But if you look way in the distance, it's the AT-AT walkers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be like a, almost like a flare of, hey, we need help, or a distraction.
And the thing that this is supposed to be, because if you are a Star Wars fan, kind of each Star Wars trilogy has sort of followed the same kind of format. The first one, I'm going back to the original trilogy because that's the one I follow.
Yeah, no, I
you have A New Hope.
I agree with you on doing which that.
A New Hope by itself could be a phenomenal. Like if that was just a movie, you would say phenomenal movie. It's a phenomenal story. But that's where you first learn about the hero. Hero's established, defeat's good. The second, the hero has fallen. Luke Skywalker at the end of Empire Strikes Back gets his hand chopped off, learns his father is Darth Vader. We get Han Solo and Leia and Chewie, what they had to go through with Lando Calrissian.
The betrayal.
In Empire, he's in the carbonite, so he's frozen in carbonite. Han is gone. Leia's broken, basically. Luke, no hand, finds out that Vader is his father, and the hero has fallen. And then Return of the Jedi is then coming back, Luke being stronger. They save Han Solo. They defeat, basically, the Empire. And in this, I'm starting to see kind of hints of that, where the fall to me isn't going to be of Rey and of Finn or of Poe. It's going to be, in my mind, the fall of the Jedi, because the one line that Luke says in the trailer is that, like, along the lines of, this has to be the last Jedi, basically saying the Jedi need to be no more.
Yeah, that's basically what he says.
And oh, that makes me, first two things. First, it makes me want to see this movie so, so bad, because you know there's going to be a ton of backstory from Luke about why he feels that the Jedi should be no more. Like, Luke, this is your thing. You're a Jedi. You should want to rebuild the Jedi. No, he's saying no, there can be no more Jedi. But also, it's one of those things where, oh, there's so much evil that have had to happen. Because the one thing I love from this trailer, too, and I'm going to take this off before I let you talk about the whole Last Jedi thing that Luke said.
Yeah.
When Kylo puts up his lightsaber, you get a really, like, crisp, clear look at his lightsaber. And you could tell something's not right about that crystal. Because if you look at the beams, it's all like raggedy and like straight, like a normal Jedi.
Well, it was like that in the other movie too, because
this time it's like more defined in that sense.
Yeah, I think they're going with a little bit more perspective of how like bad it is. They're getting a little bit more detail in
that
now.
Maybe he made his makeshift lightsaber.
Well, that is, he made his own lightsaber, and that's the thing. He doesn't quite know how to make a lightsaber, and who really taught him besides Snoke from wherever he's at? But the thing with that Last Jedi comment makes me think, is Luke just going to denounce, as we kind of talked about in our last one.
Denounce the Jedi Order?
Yeah, because remember, in Star Wars, the whole idea, and this is actually brought up by Tyrannus, or was it Sidious?
I think it might
Palpatine,
have been,
that's all.
Yes. I was going to say Tyrannus, I was going to be wrong.
Yeah, well, anyways, by Palpatine, is brought up that there is not, there's, good is a matter of perspective. So, to the Sith, what they were doing is what
is
was
good.
But to the Jedi, what they thought was good. Honestly,
now Luke has a third perspective. That, neither of you guys are good.
Yeah, exactly. He's got the third perspective. You know what? Neither of you guys were right. What we need to do is just, you need to do what you feel is right. Or maybe we're starting to go towards a gray Jedi thing now.
Maybe.
So we're like, we're just going to ride the neutral line and waver back and forth a little bit, like sine or cosine. Yes, I went nerdy right there.
Well, it's kind of like, maybe that's what Luke has begun. Because like I mentioned, and I really want to know from this movie when I see it, is I want to know the backstory of Luke.
Because I agree.
We kind of get a flash of his, like, we get more of, and this is what I liked, we get a bigger, if I can get the words out of my mouth, they get a like more detailed scene of a scene that we saw in the trailer for the last Star Wars movie, where the last one we kind of see the cloak and boom, the hand on R2, and we're like, that's Luke!
Yeah.
And then we're like, wait a second, that was in the trailer, but we never saw it in the movie.
Except for a little snippet when Rey had her little episode
with
the lightsaber.
But it was one of those things where it's like, what? That, like, I thought we were going to expand on that. Well, we are now, where we see that same scene, R2, with the his little light is green.
Yeah.
With hooded Luke. I'm saying it's hooded Luke.
One hand on him.
Next to him. But instead of that side shot we got, we're getting right from behind them. And what do you see in the distance? You see Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren. But the thing is, who is he with? Is he just with a army of stormtroopers? Or is that a flashback to Ren with the Knights of Ren? When maybe Luke fought Kylo and the Knights of Ren.
So, you know, I agree with that. I think I'm excited to get more of that backstory because I can kind of see where he starts to push.
What do you think? Theorize for a second. What do you think it is?
I'm actually getting there.
Okay.
So the reason ties in with why he says the Jedi Order needs to go. And honestly, I wonder if he also means like Jedi and Sith, all that needs to go. But the Sith is kind of gone. We haven't mentioned the Sith at all in this past movie. And we haven't had any mention of it yet. So the reason he says the Jedi has to go is kind of like now a gray Jedi thing. Mm-hmm. But I get where he goes with that line because he was training all these Jedi, kind of restarting the Jedi Order.
Uh-huh.
And Ren just wipes them all out except for him and the possibility of maybe Rey being a small child that back then. But anyways, we're just going to say for now, except for him, he wipes all the other Jedi out. So why restart a Jedi Order when maybe after all the years of contemplation and meditation and possible still training, you probably get a new perspective on everything that went on. And you go, you know what? This order didn't work then. This order didn't work when I tried to rebuild it. We need to do something new.
And that's funny that you say that, because think about this.
Yeah.
Think of Yoda in, and cover your ears, Star Wars fans, because I'm about to make them bleed. Remember Yoda in the prequels. Ooh, I'm sorry I had to say that word. Ooh, the prequels. But remember him in the prequels.
Yeah.
Younger Yoda, Master of the Jedi Order, mm-hmm. fought Dooku. And when they had all the Jedis around and can Anakin start, no, I sense some dark in this one. But then you flash forward to the trilogy. Ah, everything's good again. Guys, it's okay. I said trilogy. We're on good footing now.
We're back to normal.
Then you get Yoda in the trilogy. When Luke came to train from him, Yoda didn't want to teach him at first.
No, he didn't.
Yoda was like, no. Because you kind of got this like grizzled war vet thing. Where it's like, no, I've lived that. Like, that is not the way. But Luke
train
was like,
you, I will not do.
And Luke was like, come on, you have to. You come on, you gotta train me.
Yeah.
You have to. And then eventually Yoda gives in, and then Luke goes on to complete his whole story arc. I think we're gonna get the same thing here.
With Ren, yeah.
With Rey.
Rey.
Because one of the things that I remember is in leaked footage that Disney showed their like stockholders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say a month or at the beginning of the year. Yeah, a month or two ago. There was a clip of it's Rey putting out the lightsaber for Luke, and Luke just goes, "Who are you?"
Yeah, and, I've never seen that.
It's one of those things where I feel like she is going to just badger and badger and badger that you have to train me. You have to train me. Please train me. Please train me. There is something going on. I can feel it. And Luke is going to go, no, 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 no. Fine, I'll train you. But here's what we're going to do. Very, it's going to be the same kind of overarching thing that we saw with Yoda and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Luke is going to go, fine, I will train you. But only if we do this, because the Jedi need to end. Because the last Jedi don't mean, oh, raise the last Jedi. It means, no, this needs to be the last of the Jedi.
Yeah, the whole order is done. You know, yes. We're not having this order anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That, like it goes back to me saying, I think we're going to get this, and I think I said in the last one, we're not going to get this Sith Jedi anymore. We're going to get this
kind of gray Jedi.
Gray Jedi, or even just light dark, and uh-huh. just stay in that range now. Because it's like, you are no longer Sith or Jedi, and we're not following that order anymore. We're not following their rules anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing what needs to get done, whether you're this side or this side. But yeah, we didn't bring up last time where we brought it up very little. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But gray Jedi now, I think, is going to feed into it. We're going to finally get that type of thing. We got a hint of it with Qui-Gon Jinn, I think.
Yes. He was kind of gray a little
bit.
We
hint it, like, it wasn't, like, out there, but mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, he's kind of grayish Jedi. He doesn't agree with all the Jedi stuff. But now, yeah, we're getting more of this kind of thing. So I'm way more excited, especially with how they laid out this trailer. That last phrase at the end,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be no more Jedi. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember specifically. But yeah, I'm super excited to see what he means by that exactly. And like you're saying, I think we're going to get a lot more backstory to mm-hmm. what happened between him and the Knights of Ren. And Kylo Ren as well, and see where that story went before he went to exile himself.
I got two last questions for you. The first one has to deal with Poe. The only thing we see of Poe is he's in like that
The hangar, yeah.
He's in the hangar or he's in the...
You mean Finn?
Finn, that's Finn, what I'm thinking about.
No, I get confused too.
So we see Finn, he's in that, like what you're saying is a stasis pod.
Yeah.
What do you think, if your theory is, I mean, we didn't get a lot, but what is your theory for Finn? Are we going to, do you think we're going to see a little bit more in this movie, maybe his backstory with the First Order and him being a stormtrooper, maybe a little bit of more interaction between like him and Phasma, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or Brienne of Tarth, basically.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see enough of her in the first one, and I was very upset that she didn't have a bigger role. Are we going to see more of that with Finn? Then number two, I want to get your thoughts on how big of a presence will Snoke be in this, do you think? Because we didn't see him at all in the trailer, but we didn't see him at all in the first trailer for last movie.
No, that's true. I feel like we're going to get a bit more with Snoke because now Ren is supposed to meet with him and mm-hmm. start better training now is what I believe he's supposed to at the end of the movie. They mm-hmm. mentioned that. So we're going to get more of that now. At least we have to get a little bit more, if not the same amount of Snoke as the last movie. But to go with what you were talking about with Finn, maybe we'll get that, like more of his backstory while he's in the stasis pod, maybe some like dream sequences before either he'll wake up, or it'll just be some stuff with him while like, hey, what condition is he in? What's going on with him? And obviously he needs to heal somehow from those how badly hurt he got in that movie, the last movie. So I think we may get a little bit with it, but more so it's just going to, this is focusing a lot on Rey, her training, what he means by this no more Jedi, and what the last Jedi means, and what's going to happen to the rebels at this time. Because we have quite a few scenes of that base we saw last time being blown up. We saw the AT-AT walkers way in the distance and these other ships flying towards them, kind of like the Hoth scene when we first get some AT-AT walkers. And there's just a lot of explosions, actually.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, if it's not a scene about Rey and Luke, it's a lot of ship fight scenes.
I think we're gonna get a lot of that. A lot of the Rey Luke relationship in this. And I can't wait for that. I was gonna cut you off because I was gonna say we should probably throw it to them to see what they think.
I wanna know what you guys think.
Let us know down below in the comment section. What do you guys think? Have you watched the trailer? If not, link will be down below in the description for you guys to do that. Let us know what you think. What are you excited for this movie? And I can't wait. Christmas cannot come soon enough to see some more Star Wars. But Johnny, we got to move on into our next topic, and we have two trailers that we're reacting to here on the Rick and Johnny podcast. You have the shirt on, you have the gauntlets on for this segment. We are talking and reacting to the Thor Ragnarok trailer that came out this week. And you know what, Johnny? I'm excited. You want to know why I'm excited?
Why?
We know each other. He's a friend from work. He's a friend from work. Just this movie, man. The first thing that I'll say that I reacted to it was the fact that, like, not just the color, but the atmosphere, the vibe, maybe it was having the immigrant song in the background.
Yeah.
It felt like a Guardians trailer, One trailer.
Yeah, it felt just like it. It actually feels like Guardians 2 trailers that have been coming out. And you know, it's a lot different than any of the Thor and any of the main Marvel Avengers movies we've seen, because it's got all the color and it lets Chris Hemsworth be a funny guy like we know he can be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm super excited, especially if we get the immigrant song in there too, just like just now.
I don't know where they would actually fit it into the, like, Guardians of the Galaxy was able to fit it in because of the awesome mix.
Well, you don't need to actually have it as part of the movie like the awesome mix was, where it actually incorporated itself into, hey, this music's playing on my headphones or it's playing in the ship. You just have it in the background for some scene.
Hey, don't touch that. That's mine. That's mine. We're not going to get one of those scenes in this.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Kind of. He does get attacked by that electrical net.
That was awesome. Hey, how you guys doing? They look at him and then...
So friendly. Oh, hey, how's it going? Like,
he's
wait,
just
wow.
Down in an electric net. But you know who else I was really excited for in this? Huh. Hela.
Oh, that...
When she turned and it was the full, like, helmet.
The headdress and everything.
I was like, oh my God, we got it. Like, I need to click back and watch it again just to see.
It's the headdress. It's the darkness of her costume. It's the darkness of the atmosphere. And the slow turn.
Yeah.
The reveal, what she looks like.
She's turning all black because of the shadow.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, man.
I'm sorry. Oh, my Odin.
Oh, my Odin. This is going to be amazing. But also, in a scene that blew your mind, I'm sorry, Johnny, but it looks like we don't need that anymore.
Yeah, you know what?
Cracked it in half, blew it to affinity.
That blew my mind more than anything. She's just holding it like that. She smiles at Thor.
Boom, and blows it up.
Yeah, just explosion of whatever powers it from the inside, it looked like. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
bye-bye, Mjolnir. Mjolnir.
I like having him try and say it one more time.
Mjolnir.
Close.
It's like a cat. Mjolnir. Kind of sound like a cat. Mjolnir.
You just basically going to Darcy and Mew Mew?
Yeah. Mew Mew. Mew Mew. Oh, it's Mew Mew.
Hey, Mew Mew.
Mew 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 Mew. The meow mix.
Yeah, I mean, I love, and it was actually a fairly short trailer from what I feel like. It
But it was awesome. But it was awesome.
It was amazing. I love the colors. Jeff Goldblum is in it now.
The Grandmaster.
What do you have for me?
He's going to be a funny character.
I think so, too.
I feel like he is. And also, we get a shot of Loki where he's got two daggers. And basically, I think that scene is he's walking in while Hela's just reaping shit. And she's like, Asgard is no more. Shink! And her sword comes out.
Yeah.
That's where Loki's like, yeah, I'm a badass. What up? What up? Where,
yeah, his really choice. Are you, really weapon
are
choice.
You, really, are you a badass, Loki? Because it's one of those things where, hey, while she's leading the charge, I'm going to act all badass with my headdress and my little knives.
Yeah, the thing is, the question of that, though, is he working with Hela or is he working against? Because remember,
I think at that point, it's one of those things where, hey, I'm bringing you into Asgard, and then Hela's going to turn on him.
Yeah, because
later
be.
On, we see well, we didn't see him in this trailer, but there have been pictures of him and Thor looking for Odin.
Yeah.
In the real world.
Well, the other thing is, because he is...
Hobo Odin.
Hobo Odin.
Hobo Odin.
I like it. Hashtag Hobo Odin.
Hobo Odin.
But what I would like to throw out to you is, he's in charge of Asgard. Mm-hmm. So why, unless he was trying to do some plan with Hela, brought her in to talk to her, and she just like, fuck you, I'm just going to mess everything up
now. So you think that might be the ending where him and Thor are trying to take it back?
Well, no, I don't say that. I mean, because remember, like, before that happens...
Loki is there with the Grandmaster.
Yeah, but also, Loki's basically everywhere. Let's be honest, he's everywhere.
Except with Taylor Swift. Ooh, I'm sorry, Tom. Ooh, too soon?
Damn.
Too
soon? Damn, that was harsh.
Too soon? Is that too soon?
I don't know.
Keep going.
Maybe. So what I was going to say is... I think that might be that scene, like, kind of early, mid-movie-ish, mm-hmm. where she comes to Asgard and said Asgard's dead, the whole fire thing comes, mm-hmm. but you have the army standing right there. So, obviously, there's got to be some sort of more of a fight
scene. Some kind of hostile takeover.
Yeah, it's got to be some more so a fight scene. So, you got the whole army there. You got Loki coming up with his two knives, because that's his signature thing for some mm-hmm. reason, instead of his staff he had that he did a lot more killing with. No, never mind. He did about the same amount of killing. But, so, I think that might be more of a, he tries to fight, and it does not work out. And, obviously, it's Loki. He's going to flee as opposed to laying his life on line.
Also, another thing we see in this trailer. We've talked about it before. You guys can go check it out on our channel. We've talked about, where's the Soul Gem? We think the Soul Gem is going to be in this movie. And one thing that we see is someone who looks like Heimdall. With that's not dressed like Heimdall.
He's got long hair this time.
But he's got those silver irises. They are not the
orange.
Silver, the orange irises.
Yeah.
He's got those
like the
orange
copper
ones.
Orange irises.
Like the Soul Stone.
Yeah, exactly. And that was something that we watched on earlier is mm-hmm. that, like you said, Vision has the mm-hmm. yellow iris for the yellow stone.
In so Guardians, the Power Stone maybe.
Gave them purple, mm-hmm. Either when it was Peter Quill that had it mm-hmm. or Ronan.
The Tesseract. Blue.
Yeah, that's right. When you got taken over, the Tesseract made it blue.
And then the Aether was the red eyes.
Yes, that's right.
So we got all. So we've got all of them giving. So Heimdall A.
You can
A,
have hints of it in the eye, I guess.
Heimdall A has to have the Soul Stone, and B, what we saw in the trailer has to be him, where it's just sword, and you see, like, those orange irises.
Yeah, because they are prominent. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, I mean, we like he said, we have it in an earlier video, but he says in earlier movies, he can see 1,000 souls. There's so many things mm-hmm. hinting at it now, especially now with this movie and this new adaption that we noticed that the eye kind of shows, mm-hmm. hey, you're being affected by this stone. Now, my question is, where is... Like, what has happened to Heimdall for the fact that, yeah, it's the guy that looks just like him, has an mm-hmm. orange eye, but now he has long hair, he's not dressed like Heimdall.
What I'm thinking, it has to be when Hela takes over Asgard,
mm-hmm.
it's one of those things, maybe he just flees. He just flees because he knows if I get caught and they realize I have the Soul Stone, things aren't going to be good.
Could be. But the question is, too, is why the long hair all of a sudden? Like, when we last
maybe
saw him.
Maybe it could be in, like, exile.
It could be. The other thing I was going to say, I like that you brought up exile, because Loki took over as Odin.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of what we saw in Thor Ragnarok, mm-hmm. he had betrayed Asgard.
Dark Worlds. We haven't seen Ragnarok yet.
You're right. Ragnarok's coming out. The Dark World.
I got you, buddy.
Thank you.
I got you.
In the Dark World, we see that he... betrayed Asgard or treason. So maybe Loki exiled him, or maybe at one point he's in a jail cell, his hair's growing out, all this kind of stuff. So I'm really excited to see what happens with that as well.
Plus, you got to think of this. With this movie, time will be interesting because the kind of arc that we're looking towards is Thor comes back to Asgard.
Yes.
Asgard gets taken by Hela. Hela banishes him, or he somehow gets to Sakaar.
Yeah.
Maybe Loki brings him there because Loki's with the Grandmaster at the end.
Another plan just like in Dark World?
Well, maybe it's one of those things where Hela and Loki are working together at the beginning, and Hela's like, how do we get rid of him? And Loki goes, don't worry, I got it.
Yeah.
And they bring him to Sakaar. Or maybe, no, I got what it is. Let's rewind this shit. And what we are going to do is, what, you didn't think?
I didn't realize you can actually rewind this.
Yeah, I just did.
I'm just, sorry, I'm getting used to it.
Blown.
No, I was just trying to get used to the being rewound.
Did it feel weird to be rewound?
A little bit.
A little bit. But yeah. The one thing that now we're going to do, since now we have rewound that, is we are going to, instead of, this is after Loki and Hela break.
Yeah.
Loki needs to find Thor to take back Asgard. Kaboom. That's how he gets to Sakaar.
Not Sakaar.
Kaboom. Then he's working with the Grandmaster. Grandmaster goes, wait a second, he's got to fight our Incredible Hulk. That gets them together. Then they go find Odin. Then they defeat Hela. Kaboom.
I'm going to throw just a little bit of tinkering in there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a little bit of you're wrong in there.
I'm going to tinker with yours just a hair. What if, because remember, when we see that scene, it's more like an alleyway in Manhattan or something when Thor fights Hela. So maybe they have to go and find Odin because Odin's the only one that can set this right.
Or maybe that's where Thor is talking to Doctor Strange.
To find Odin. Because Odin, like I'm saying, Odin's probably the only one that can set this right.
Was Doctor Strange in Manhattan? Was that where he was?
Yeah, he's in, basically everything happens in New York, Ricky.
Okay, true.
Safest bet, if it comes to Marvel, it's New York.
Peter Parker's in Queens, right?
New York.
He's in Queens?
Yes.
And Captain's from the Bronx.
From Brooklyn.
Where you from, kid? I'm from Queens, Brooklyn. little Yankees and Mets going on.
That's
there.
Your thing right there.
Just so you know, Johnny, Yankees are in the Bronx, and then the Mets are in Queens.
Okay.
That's where they're located, New York.
I'll take your word for it.
Got to teach Johnny when you got the chance. But I'm going to fast forward.
Yeah, let's go back.
What's going on with the Hulk? What do you think is going to happen with the Hulk in this? Is it just going to be him on Sakaar, or is he actually going to come back to the Avengers for Infinity Wars?
I think we're going to get him back to the Avengers for Infinity Wars because there's been things around the internet saying that, you know what, it's going to be kind of like a buddy trip. And they're going to...
A buddy road trip between Thor and...
And you know Hulk. What? Why wouldn't maybe Thor, because we get a little bit of Bruce Banner of it. We get a lot more, what they say is we're getting a lot more Hulk, but we're getting some Bruce Banner. And there's even the scene where they're talking to each other in the hallway. Maybe he convinces him to say, hey, I really need your help taking Asgard back. And then we really need your help on Earth. We're going to have these problems with the Infinity Stones. We're going to have this problem with Thanos. Because Thor seems like he knows a lot more than everyone else.
Well, because Thor had that kind of vision dream and then said, I gotta get the fuck out of here, and boom.
Yeah, vanished. He just disappears. Yeah, I think he had a vision more than anyone else had, just flashback. Who else? Hulk himself had the rage dream of whatever. I'm actually really interested in what happened with that one. That's a side note.
Yeah.
But I think we're going
to
get him.
Tony Stark had the flash forward to everyone being dead.
Exactly. He's the only other one that had kind of like a vision of the future. But I'm really intrigued to see, I should say this. I think we are going to get Hulk coming back with him. Thor's going to talk him into it. So we're going to almost get a team up of Loki, Hulk, Thor, and Odin to take back Asgard, along with Doctor Strange.
That's where your song comes in. That's where your song comes in, Johnny. But continue.
No, yeah. So I think we're going to get this four, maybe five. I don't know how much Doctor Strange we're going to get, if it's just going to help him
find
Odin or what.
I know that you were watching a YouTube video where they said that, well, they put the Doctor Strange Thor thing at the end of the Doctor Strange movie because they thought it kind of was weird for it to happen. They were going to have it in the Thor movie, thought it worked better, at the end of Doctor Strange. And the question is, are they going to expand on that? Will they expand on that little meeting between him and Strange, or will it just be them finding Odin and they don't even flash to that because we already know that he talked to Strange?
We may not have that actual like meeting up and talking about it, but because there are scenes, and if you look around the internet, there's scenes of them walking around New York with mm-hmm. each other looking for Odin and working with each other. So we're going to get some, I feel like we're going to get some Doctor Strange at least on Earth helping find Odin
mm-hmm.
in some way or another. But now what's going to happen after that? I don't think we're going to get a lot of Doctor Strange helping in Asgard because he's got Earth to protect and everything of the magical realms. So, I mean, either way, we still got this cool 4-person lineup to take back Asgard, plus whoever else, if they find Heimdall, or if they're even going to like look for Heimdall for that. If there's any Valkyries left, because we get some stuff with the Valkyries. And like you were saying to me earlier today, the Valkyries have a history with Hela because mm-hmm. they both want souls. One wants to take
One is guiding souls, and then the other
Valhalla.
And the others want to take the souls.
Yes. Well, yeah, the Valkyries like to guide any souls that have fought in battle and died in battle even, mm-hmm. and bring them up to Valhalla, where Hela just wants all souls.
Yeah.
Because she wants to amass this army mm-hmm. of souls that she can have.
Now, here's the question I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
Is leading into Thor Ragnarok, we are going to have 2 post-credit scenes. We're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one movie I look at and I go, how is their post-credit? Where is theirs going to go? Because they can go in a numerous way of directions with that. Then we have the Spider-Man Homecoming. I think that they would leave that post-credit scene to Spider-Man. Kind of like one of those, unless they have 2, but there's going to be one that pertains to Spider-Man and how he links into the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one because it's almost hard mm-hmm. to tie that in together.
But then the only ones we have after Thor Ragnarok, which is after Spider-Man Homecoming,
mm-hmm.
the only movie we have left before Infinity Wars is Black Panther in February.
Yeah.
So we'll have Thor will be, November 3rd? So that'll be November. And then it's Black Panther in February. And then, boom, Infinity Wars Part 1 in May.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they're going to incorporate Spider-Man Homecoming. You're saying an after credit for Spider-Man Homecoming?
What? For Spider-Man Homecoming,
yes.
I think their post-credit scene is going to be about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And whatever happens in Spider-Man Homecoming, something that basically ties him to Infinity War.
Yeah.
Then I'm just throwing out there that basically after that, the only after credit scene that we have after Thor for Infinity Wars is Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have an after credit scene, is this the movie where we're going to have it? Because we're going to have a Soul Stone probably in this movie. Is this the one where we see that after credit scene that goes, fuck yeah, can't wait till next May.
Oh, yeah. It's either this or Guardians, because they're the only two that mm-hmm. can tie in that well with Infinity Wars, because you can't really do it with Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and you can't really do it with Black Panther, because they're just Earth-related. Now we have, and this could be the reason they went so, like, space with Thor,
mm-hmm.
is so they can actually tie that one in, because you kind of need a way to tie in Guardians with the Avengers, mm-hmm. somehow, we need to get something in there to tie them all, unless they're just going to somehow meet up and make the team in Infinity Wars.
Unless they never meet at all.
That's true, but I think,
because Guardians of the Galaxy, they are in the galaxy.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily anywhere near Earth.
But all in all, everyone is going to go toe-to-toe or head-to-head with Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Guardians fighting Thanos. You're going to have the Avengers fighting Thanos.
You got Nebula and Gamora, who are the
sisters and daughters.
Thanos.
Yeah.
So that you got to tie them in that sense. You can't leave the Guardians out and leave Nebula and Gamora out of a movie that has their father in it.
Exactly. And the thing would be, it's going to, if we're not going to get Adam Warlock or one of these other characters.
We could.
Let me throw this out there before we go into that tangent.
We totally could.
If we don't get him or anything else, we need this. We're going to need this huge group to take on one of the most powerful beings in the universe.
Which is Thanos.
Thanos, yes. We're going to need a large group because look what happened with the Avengers fighting Ultron or fighting a Chitauri attack.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of scraped.
They did it. They did it.
They kind of like scraped the edge of getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen if they go toe-to-toe to Thanos and don't have that extra help?
And they just get demolished.
Yeah, especially without Thor or the Hulk at this moment.
Yeah, I can.
So that's why I say we're going to have them kind of come back. Thanos sees Hulk as really the only true enemy to him in the. This is more of a comic book thing because of Hulk's immense strength.
Yeah.
He's the only one that can probably go toe to toe with Thanos on a physical hand to hand combat level.
And the one thing I'm glad you brought up, Adam Warlock, because I'm going to throw in a comment that we actually got on a past video of ours when we talked about. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Michael Rosenbaum's character theory.
Mm-hmm.
We have a comment from Manuel Garcia who says, and I quote, if you look at the Legend action figures that came out in early 2017, these actors are either Darkhawk, Vance Astro, or they can be the same character, Adam Warlock and Magus, which is Evil Warlock.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that last part and I even commented back, I would love to see Adam Warlock. I don't know if we'll get him, but I'd love to.
I would too.
I thought of that comment when you said, hey, we might get Adam Warlock.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going to have Infinity Wars part one. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a part two. Mm-hmm. We don't need Adam Warlock up until part two, if we're going to even have him. Mm-hmm. That's the thing with Avengers, and especially if you have Avengers and Guardians, we may just get this thing is where the two groups combine and finally defeat him.
We're the two best groups that anybody can have.
We're the two best groups that
anybody can have.
But I back to our
okay, Alan,
conversation.
You sit in your corner, Alan.
If we're going to go storyline with the comic books, at least I know we do it loosely, but if we're going to do that, we're going to need Adam Warlock or someone else because those are the ones that we have that defeat Thanos. They take the Infinity Gauntlet. The only person, and I was reading some stuff before, the only human that has ever had the Infinity Gauntlet was Tony Stark in the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do that either. I don't think this guy is getting the Infinity
Gauntlet. He's not responsible enough.
I don't think we're going to see this with the Infinity Gauntlet.
No, I think he's not responsible enough for
that.
Yeah,
I don't think so. No. I don't think so either. But let's wrap this up. Any last thoughts on Thor Ragnarok? Since that's what we started.
I'm just super excited. The colors,
I can't wait.
And you know what? I want to throw one more thing out there.
Go ahead.
How it started. Yeah, that's me, Thor Odinson. I bet you're wondering how I got here.
Yeah, the record scratch.
Yeah, that was just he almost purposely set it up like that.
Yeah,
just to like. Get that meme out there because I found it the other day in scratch.
That's got
to
be right before Hela kind of banishes him off to Sakaar. But we're going to turn it on to you guys now. Let us know what you guys thought about the trailer. What do you think about Thor Ragnarok?
Ragnarok.
And what do you think is going to happen in the movie? If you haven't seen the trailer down below in the description like always. But leave us that comment down below. But Johnny, we got to move on into our last topic. And I'll be honest, this might be our shortest topic, but it's something that I wanted to talk about because we mentioned it before. We made a whole segment about it before. Now we got to recap on it, even though this news might be not as breaking as it was a day or two ago. But we got our Cable.
Yeah,
Cable. We have him. We were both wrong. It's going to be Josh Brolin is going to be our Cable. He was in Jonah Hex. He was in No Country for Old Men. But more importantly, he's Thanos.
Yes, he is.
He is Thanos in the MCU. He's coming over to play Cable. And Deadpool or Ryan Reynolds had a little fun where he said, the fuck, Fox? You can't have two characters in the same universe. Josh Brolin was in Sicario, and I was in Teenage Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. That was his tweet that he sent out.
Yeah. I saw that one.
But I'll ask you, Josh Brolin, our Cable, what are your thoughts?
You know what? Looking at it now, I didn't think about it because I just couldn't think of all the the men out there that could possibly do it. Looking at them, I could see it, especially doing some of these. If you just type in Josh Brolin Cable, there's some of them that the Cable doesn't quite fit, but the versions of it, strong jaw. Mm-hmm. He's just got that face. He's old enough to do it.
He's
uber
masculine.
Yeah, he's uber masculine. And the thing was, I didn't see a lot of the movies with him in it, but I did see Men in Black 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was a young Agent K.
And just the demeanor of the young Agent K, I think we're going to get the, and you know, he was also in Jonah Hex, just to put a side note there I need to go see. I think we're almost going to get, we're going to get this very masculine Cable, but maybe with like that hint of liking Western's twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a character himself, not as like the movie, not like Logan where the overall theme kind of had a Western theme. No, just like this character's going to be like, hey, I love Westerns. My character's going to feel like you can almost put him in a Western. Not exactly, not like...
I can't wait to see this.
Oh, I can't either.
You know
I'm excited
what,
now.
You know what I guarantee will be in this movie? A Thanos joke.
Oh, there's got to be.
There's going to be a Thanos joke.
Got to break that fourth wall.
Or there will be a joke of, hey, you can't be in two universes at once.
Yeah, it's because I...
Or you can't be with two companies at one time.
Yeah, because I find it's... I think this is the first time we're going to get this of a crossover like that, where he's... He's going to be keeping Thanos.
Yep.
And we have him now being Cable for Fox. So we got him in a double Marvel universe now. And I don't, unless you can think of someone else, the first person I think that's doing that.
No, the only thing that comes close is Spider-Man, but that wasn't a actor going over. That's a character that's being, hey, you can now use him in the MCU while we still have majority rights to him after, I think it's two more movies that we get with Spider-Man. But no, I mean, Josh Brolin's one of those ones where, I'll be honest, when I first saw it, I was like, huh? Who?
Yeah, I didn't remember who he was at first either.
And then I looked at his IMDb page and I went, oh, okay, yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, oh, Thanos is basically what I know him as.
Yeah,
mostly.
The first one.
And then young Agent K, I'm like, oh, that guy? And I'm like, Thanos was young Agent K?
Yeah, I did not
I didn't know that at
would
all.
Not have put, I would never put that together without reading it.
But no, this is one, and I mean, even, I mean, one of the things they're going to play into, and screenwriter Rhett Reese was quoted in that superherohype.com with saying this, the big thing they're going to play into is the contrast between Reynolds and Brolin.
Where
Cable's uber masculine. Deadpool's kind of a little bit feminine.
He might act a little bit more effeminate on purpose.
Yeah, in the way that Ryan Reynolds kind of displays him. And what Reese had to say was, and I quote, Ryan plays Deadpool with a hint of femininity, and I think that can be funny opposite of Cable, who's uber masculine. That'll come into casting and performance and the character design and his wardrobe and the things like that, too. I think that plays into that, end quote. Well, we already know who it is, and it looks like they're going towards that route. Because Brolin looks like a man among men.
Yeah, he does.
Like, the only person that I think could be more masculine than, fuck it, he looks masculine as hell, more masculine than I'll ever look. But he basically looks like he could be, in his face alone, I'm saying like a masculine wrestler, like, ooh, don't fuck with that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with that guy. And that's what Cable needs to be.
Yeah.
I don't take no shit from nobody, and I'm coming here because Deadpool, you fuck something up.
Yeah, I mean,
Domino might have fucked something up.
One of the two of them. Mm-hmm. Deadpool. I'm just going to lean towards Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards Deadpool, too.
Yeah, but no, I mean, just looking at his face alone, he's got that intimidating look that, like, you know what? Don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to get done what I need to get done, and you're not going to get my fucking way.
No, and that's exactly what we're going to see.
Yeah, and I definitely feel that way. And like I said, with the few movies I have seen him in, I do like it. And now looking back on those and looking back on how Cable acts, I can see it. I can see it working that way.
I'll ask you this now.
Yes.
Are you, because of this casting, does this make you more excited for an X-Force movie, or is this one where you go, I want to see how Brolin does his Cable before I buy in on the X-Force?
Well, I want to see how he does his Cable first. Mm-hmm. That's more so I want to see also how they're going to set up X-Force. Because if you don't set up the movie right, are you going to be really that excited to go see it?
No. It's exactly. It's got to be set up perfectly. Like, Deadpool was set up perfectly.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds Thank you, Ryan Reynolds, everything you did to just set that up in general.
Our savior, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Just how you set that up, everything you did to make that character come to life before the movie even came out.
I even remember it was like a year or two before the movie came out.
Yeah.
Remember, like, online, it's like, oh, there's this clip from a Deadpool movie, and it's like everything's getting spread. And then, like, that, it was taken off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically the scene from him in the car where he, like, shoots him and he, like, smashes him off the wheel.
Yeah.
It was that whole fight scene 2 years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
2 years in advance. Played it up, like, leaked footage, and then boom. Oh, no, it's not happening. No, I don't know. That was fan made. And then it comes out. Just being able to hype the movie that much. But the thing is, do you think they can do that with Brolin as Cable?
I think they can. I think they can. You just got to do it right. That's the thing. With all movies, like with any movie, you have to set it up right. So hopefully they just play on his
masculinity
and just his character development alone, along with Deadpool being there and along with Domino, just play it off to the right way to where, oh, I'm going to be really excited to go see an X-Force movie. And the other thing I wanted to throw out there is we go back to, yes, we need to make a Thanos joke.
We do.
We have to. There's no getting around it. Or,
do you think, I'll ask you that. Do you think it's a Thanos joke or about the actor being in both universes?
Why not both?
So you think they're both
Why
jokes?
Not the both?
Kind of like how he threw Hugh Jackman jokes all over the place.
Oh, everywhere.
The Wolverine jokes.
And even made fun of Green Lantern.
But he never said Green Lantern.
Please don't make it animated and green.
He just hinted at it. He never said the
exactly.
name.
So you don't need to say it. You just need to hint at it. Like have Cable or even Deadpool.
Maybe they're like,
I'll do it myself. Kind of like.
Or he like comes in and it's like, huh, I thought your costume had some purple in it.
It could be that.
Like, well, just something subtle. Like you said, Cable comes in, I'll do it myself.
Because, like, the Thanos putting the gauntlet on,
why
he says
I started
that.
To give him a Russian accent.
I'm not sure either. It's not Dolph Lundgren.
My name is Boris. My name is Boris
Brolin. I am the machine.
And I am the machine! But, yeah, I think that it's... You gotta make one. Gotta make a Thanos joke. Gotta make a maybe
cross-universe
two universes joke.
Like, I didn't expect to see you here.
I didn't expect to see you here, Thanos. You look like somebody with a glove. Where's your glove, Cable? You know,
here's one thing I can see happening.
Or if it's something like, man, if only we had this, if only we had a gauntlet.
Or Ryan Reynolds puts on an oven mitt and says, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Because I can see him.
Or
can...
if this would be very subtle, or like a, ooh, there's gems in here.
Yeah, even that. I mean, there's got to be at
I
least...
think that Deadpool one would be great. Fine, I'll do it myself.
Putting on some, like an oven mitt or some sort of rubber glove.
That would be amazing. Fine, I'll do it myself.
Exactly in that tone, too.
Yes. Well, it's got to be. It's Deadpool.
Exactly. No, I just like how you did the tone really close to how
and
it should
just
be.
Put it on and grab the sword and pull it out.
Yeah, or heck, you know what? Maybe it doesn't have to be his glove. It could be an oven mitt. It could be a rubber glove.
No, that's not. The oven mitt. I'd go with the oven mitt.
Oven mitt, yeah.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
But anyways, yeah, no, I'm also, like we were talking about earlier, I'm excited because Ryan Reynolds did a fantastic job in the first movie of putting so much on social media to go along with the movie that it, like, made us super excited for it. So I hope they start doing that, like he's kind of doing a little bit stuff with it now, of show some stuff with Cable, some more stuff with Domino, because we got some, like, Dominoes on there when we first got Domino introduced. And you said there was one other thing with Dominoes on there now?
Yeah, when he posted that tweet that I mentioned, there was a picture of a coffee, like Deadpool's hand, but a coffee cup had Brolin's face in it. Two Dominoes off to the side. One had the black spot like Domino. The other had the red X, had a little like metal piece put on it like a gun.
Yeah.
Had the yellow eye and the white eye like Cable.
Okay.
And then it had a napkin that said Dorothy and Rose and Blanche and Dorothy or and Sophia.
And you know what?
How does the Golden Girls get mentioned into this at all?
And you know what? We were just talking about right
and
before
what,
this.
What'd you start to sing?
Thank you for being a friend. Coming down the road and back again. The heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Doom, doom.
Obviously,
boom, boom.
Deadpool humor.
Yeah. Thank you, Cable, for being a friend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Down the road and back again.
Like, and that's when you started singing it, I'm like, you almost broke me again before. But you didn't get it on camera.
I know. The thing, my goal is to get as many times breaking him on camera.
What, is the break counter at 2?
It's at 2 right now. I think we need to get a break counter
at
the end of the
year. Is it bad I can't remember the instances that you broke me?
One of them was Godzilla.
That's right.
And the other one was a recent podcast.
It was a recent one. I can't remember where you broke
me. We'll have to go back and review the tapes.
I do remember the Godzilla one. Yeah. It was about the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
You blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my freaking mind when that happened.
I'm good at that, and I hope you're keeping track of that, too, because it's fun to watch his reactions with those.
But, yeah, I'll ask you this. I mean, like I said, this will probably be the shortest segment of our podcast, just because there's not a lot to speculate from it. We just wanted to get our thoughts about this out there.
Yeah.
But I'll ask you final thoughts, Josh Brolin, Cable, and Deadpool 2.
You know what? Like you said, I was weary when I first heard it, and then like, who is this guy? Because I honestly couldn't remember him. I haven't seen a lot of his movies, I'll be honest, but I have seen a few of them. We're not including MCU, obviously, mm-hmm. because then I've seen a few more of his movies. But I think it's gonna work out well. I told you he's got a very masculine attitude. It's mm-hmm. going to be almost like that older man, I love Westerns type attitude. It's going to correlate into his masculinity. But he's also got the facial features of it. He's got the really strong jawline, like you see with a lot of the mm-hmm. interpretations of Cable. And I think he can really pull it off.
And what I'm looking here is I'm trying to see if there's a release date for Deadpool 2. There's not. We just know it's coming out in 2018.
Yes.
And the next year. Thing that I am looking at is, because I'm trying to figure out, when are we going to get that first trailer? Because that is going to be me when I really look at it to say, yes, you know what? I'm either in or I'm out. And the one thing I'm glad I looked at this article just now, mm-hmm. and it said Deadpool 2, Ryan Reynolds outraged over Josh Brolin. I'm just going to say I hate articles like this because they're obviously talking about the tweet that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Down at the bottom of the article, you know what it says?
Huh.
Note, in case you were wondering, yes, the tone of this article was a joke. Well, guess what? Your article is useless.
Oh, very much
so. Don't need to make fake outrage because people are going to click on it and think, oh my God, Ryan Reynolds is pissed off. But back to my main point, I am going to get really excited or really depressed about this after that first trailer.
It's all going to be depending on that first trailer.
I was trying to figure out when we may get it. We may get it at the end of this year.
I would think so.
Because, I mean, Deadpool, the first one, was released in February. I don't know if we're going to get that because right now, like I said, 2018 is all I am seeing.
Yeah,
for Deadpool 2. Like, I don't even know if IMDb has it in pre-production or it's in pre-production right now. Mm-hmm. So they have not even begun filming for this movie. Of course, it's early 2017. I mean, they could start filming like late 2017 and get it out in late 2018. But maybe start filming this year, beginning of 2018, maybe end of 2017. We get our trailer.
I would think so, somewhere around there.
Trailer of Deadpool. I can't wait to see Brolin in that trailer to kind of help formulate an idea. But we're going to wrap up the Rick and Johnny podcast right here. Let us know what you guys think about Josh Brolin being Cable and Thanos, but more importantly, Cable in Deadpool 2. If you watched on YouTube, thank you for watching. Make sure to check out our other 3 segments of the podcast. If you listened on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Stitcher, thank you for staying a part of the whole dang podcast. You guys are the MVPs, just like you guys watching on YouTube at home. If you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm at Ricky Widmer. Johnny is at
War Machine 9085.
Most Valuable Podcast is at Most Valuable Pod. Also, if you hit that subscribe button, and hit that like button, make sure to check out patreon.com/Most Valuable Podcast. Just another way for you to help support the channel. Make sure that we can bring you top-notch products like we try to do each and every week here on the podcast. But lastly, I want to thank you guys one more time for watching and listening. And as always, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this MVP podcast. Follow us on Twitter @Most Valuable Pod for more great podcasts.